The thought is the alabaster box. We want to read about the happenings of this lady that came to Jesus. She was penitent, meaning she was sorry for her sins. She wanted God's mercy. She came to Jesus. She wanted mercy. Yes. I believe she wanted to change. I believe the lady was tired of her lifestyle, what was happening to her. And so when she came to Jesus, she had tears. And she poured out of this alabaster box. I want us to read the occasion here. It's found in Luke, and we want to read Luke 7, 39 to 48. And I want you to know that this box was full of precious ointment. It was so precious that no doubt they felt that that's money that you could sell this and get money. But she poured it out. Sometimes I think, oh, this was precious to her. But she needed help from God. And she was willing to pour it out on the Lord. She needed change. She needed Jesus.
37, and behold a woman in the city.
Yes.
And behold a woman in the city, which was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. When they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. But thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven.
You see what happened here? She did all this because she was penitent, because she was sorry for her sins. She kissed his, she washed his feet with her tears. She wiped them with her hair. And then she anointed her feet with his feet with this ointment, this precious ointment from this alabaster box. So I've been meditating about this box. And I think that why would she pour this ointment on him? It was expensive. Do you know, I believe this box contained something she wanted to get rid of, something she needed to get rid of. I believe it represented, no doubt, many of the things that she valued, but she wanted to give them up to the Lord. And this is what is so important today. If we have things that we're holding on to, that we value, Are we willing to give them up to the Lord that we may get freedom, that we may get salvation, that we may get deliverance, that we may get help? Sometimes we hold on to things that we value and we think they're so important. But you know, we need to be like this woman. Come to the Lord with tears. My life is destructive. I'm living a life of destruction. When we are not saved, we're living a life of destruction. But those things that we want to hold on to are destroying us. And we need to be willing to pour out that on the Lord. What's in your alabaster box? What do you need to empty out on Jesus? What are you holding on to? You know those things seem so valuable, but they're destructive. People today are dying, lost, without God, without hope. And they have an opportunity because Jesus is here. This lady, when she recognized that Jesus was there, she went there. She went there wanting help. And she was with tears. Sometimes we talk to people and they try to get saved. But do they break up to where there's tears? We need to break up the fallow grounds of our heart. We need to have some tears before God. We need to realize that we need God, that we can't continue to go in the way we're going. No doubt she was tired of her life of destruction. This man says she's a sinner. You don't know this man. If he was a prophet, he'd know that she's a sinner. Yes, she was a sinner. But she was penitent, she was sorry, and she was tired, and she was ready, no doubt, for a change. Let's go to Isaiah 61, 1 to 3.
Isaiah 61?
Yes.
Isaiah 61 and 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Do you know that some of those things that we hold on to when we're not saved are ashes? They're ashes. Sometimes people hold on many things that they hold on to. Sometimes it's a good time. Sometimes it's entertainment. It's, you know, I just can't do without my TV. I just got to have my programs. I got to see this and I got to see that. Ashes. Holding on to things that's not beauty, that's not going to help us spiritually, that's destroying us. Sometimes it's things on our phones that we hold on to, that we need to turn loose and get rid of, that we need to pour out on the Lord. It looks valuable to me, but this is valuable. I put a lot of money in this. I did this, but we need to not hold on to those things. We need to pour them out in, on the Lord. Let's go to John 4, and we're going to read verses 5 to 26. Because Jesus cares. We need to think of, he sees our needs. Sometimes deep down in our heart, if we will admit it, we have needs. We have needs. We need God. And Jesus sees those needs. And he cares. And he wants to give us this beauty for these ashes that we're holding on to. Yet those ashes look like precious ointment to us. They look precious to us.
John 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Then come he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he.
Isn't that precious? She didn't really realize she was speaking to the Christ that's going to tell her all things. And he told her of her life. And no doubt she had been looking. He said, you have five husbands and the one you have now is not yours. Do you know she had a lot in her alabaster box, so to speak. We're using that kind of as a little allegory. But she had no doubt been seeking for love. For somebody that goes from one husband to another husband to another husband, they're seeking something. They need something. And now she's even with another one that's not even hers. So in her box was this problem, no doubt, of wanting companionship, and she'd get from one to the other, to the other, to the other. But she asked Jesus, she said, "Give me this water that I thirst not." And he let her know that the water he give, they will never thirst. And so, do you know, I believe that lady received, poured out, no doubt, of that box full of all of her life things that was dear to her. And she, even after that, she went and started telling people, "See, the man that told me everything that I had," she went and broadcast to others. God was there. He cared for her. No doubt he sat there on that well for her. He knew what she needed, and he had it for her. Don't you know God knows what we need, and he has what we need? There's a song that people say, "I found what I needed so long." No matter what she's been doing, trying to make life happy, people do things to try to have, they want to be happy. They want to have companionship. They want to be loved and all of this. Yes. And they're searching here and searching there for that very thing. But that can be fulfilled in Christ.
Yes.
He can pour that out on him and let him fill you with himself. And when he does, that joy and that happiness and that peace and all that you need is in Christ.
That's right.
It's not in the things that you hold to. Give it up. Pour it out. And let him fill you with his presence. You'll be surprised what he won't do. I know somebody right now, won't mention the name. They were running from Christ, so to speak. And now that they gave up to the Lord and poured out on the Lord, they have such joy and peace and happiness. Their life is full of contentment and happiness. That comes when we pour out on the Lord. If we hold on, we're not getting it. But let's repent of sins and pour out all of these things on the Lord. The Lord will give it to you. Sometimes a person wants companionship. God will give them the very thing they want, but they're going to have to pour out and empty out.
That's right.
In order to get the very thing that you want and need. He knows what we need. He will supply it. But we got to pour out, empty out. Empty out of all of these things that we hold on to. Let's go to Luke 15 and 11. And we're going to read to 31. This is about the prodigal son. The prodigal son, his box was full of, what I want to say, a good time. That's what he wanted. He probably felt bored at his dad's house. He said, "Dad, give me the portion of the goods that belong to me." He wanted to see the glamour of life, no doubt.
Yes.
But until he came to himself, he was in a life of destruction. And if we continue to carry these things and hold on to, our life is going to be destruction.
Yes.
The lady at the well, one man after another man after another man, all these husbands. And then now she had somebody that wasn't even hers. But then he gave her, no doubt, the living water. He knew what she needed. We can get that. And God will fulfill us. The things that we feel we need, God knows it, and he cares. He wants to make our life beautiful. It's ashes as long as we hold on to all those things. But if we turn it loose and we pour it out on the Lord, He's going to give us beauty for ashes.
Amen.
Luke 15 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
And He said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And he divided them, and he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And yes. He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Look, his elder son.
That's good enough. Look what happened. When we pour out of our own stuff and receive Christ, there's a blessing. It's celebration time. Mm-hmm. He was celebrating.
Yes.
My son that was dead is alive again. He was lost and he's found again. Don't you know God wants us to be able to celebrate?
Oh, yes.
He wants to celebrate. And there's a scripture that says, I don't know where it is, I have it somewhere, that the angels rejoice.
Yes.
In heaven, over one sinner that repented.
Yes.
More than 99 that need no repentance. When we come to the Lord, when we get tired, we need to get tired of sin. We need to get tired of our ways. We need to get tired of doing things the way we've been doing. Yes. And once we do that and we repent, that lady had had enough. I believe the lady that had all those husbands had enough.
Oh, yes.
From one to the other. And the one with the alabaster box, she was a sinner. She probably had enough of her life. And she came to Jesus with tears. And when she did, there's celebration now. And the prodigal son, he thought, now you know what? He's probably tired of being on the farm, wherever they were. Doing all that work. If you read the older son, you know, the other son, he said, Father, I've been here. I've never transgressed and I never hear this son. He done wasted your living with harlots.
Yes.
In other words, he done had a good time and spent all the money. And now you celebrate. He couldn't figure that one out. But that's the way Jesus is.
Yes.
If you just get tired of all that stuff and give it up, God, Jesus, you're going to celebrate. Jesus is going to celebrate. It's going to be time for the fatted calf and the ring. It's distinction. You belong to me.
Yes.
God. If you allow yourself to give yourself unto the Lord, He's going to make you something special. That's what he has for you. So let's go on. Read 2 Chronicles 9, 3 to 6. But some people, I tell you, some people have to have it their way. Mm-hmm. There's that box is full of their way. Solomon was one. Samson was one, and King Saul was one. King Saul had to have things his way. God tells him to do something one way, and he goes and do it his way. Samson, God had planned for Samson. He allowed some of this so that he could destroy those people that were he was not pleased with. But yet Samson his life would have been better had he followed his parents. His parents said, "Can't you get a woman in among us?" And he said, "No, I want her." He wanted Delilah.
Yes.
And he got Delilah. Mm-hmm. And he also got his eyes put out.
Yes.
And so, and he lost his strength for a while. All of this, people have so many things they're full of. My way. If I can't have it my way, it's not going. But that is destructive.
Yes, amen.
And so, we don't want to do that. We want to just turn our way onto the Lord. Some of them is lust. That box may be lust. They lusting. And King Solomon started out so good. He was the wisest man ever lived. God blessed him. It's so much I have here, so I'm going to make it short. But the queen of Sheba came to see him, and she said, "The half has never been told. I've been told all of his goodness." So she saw the good part of Solomon. She saw him in all his glory. But that didn't last because he had a lustful spirit. And that man, Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Who needs that many women? How can you even visit them?
Yes. Yes.
It's just his mind just that lust made him not even have good common sense. Made him not even have good judgment. And so, all of these things people are wrapped up in today. And all they need, some of them is pride. Have so much pride, they can't even, they just get upset. They don't want people to cross them. They don't want people to look down on them. They don't want to get rid of pride because they feel like people will look down on them. All of these things we need to get rid of. We need to pour out onto the Lord and confess them and forsake them. And the Lord will have mercy. Pray for me.